Again, we call your attention to the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter. I read verses 14 through 17. I am not to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Galatians 6, 2 through 5. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall we have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. We are to use a thought or subject from those passages. It is, let your burdens be a blessing. God says that he would be with all of us, go with us all the way to the ends of the earth. And even after that, God said that if we would believe in him, that he has prepared a place for us, that when we leave from this side, he has another place. Has already been prepared for us. So we got a lot to be thankful for this morning. When we think about just how good the Lord God has been, we all owe God a praise this morning. We thank God for the choirs and for lifting up their voices to the Lord, and just for the people of God sharing and assembling themselves to help one another to lift up the name of Jesus. We trust not to hold you long, but we just thank God for another day's journey, for it could have been the other way. But I thank God he allowed us to be in this place at this given time, for he is just that kind of God. So we come to share with you, let your burdens be a blessing. For it's truly by the grace of God that we have been granted the blessed privilege of coming together as the body of Christ. We didn't come just to be seen, but we come to lift up his holy name. Just being alive is enough to give God praise. Just to be able to tell God thank you for the many things that he has done. As we realize another week has passed us by, and it seemed that when we blink, another week is already gone. But I'm so glad, and I wonder how many of you thank God for the time that God allows us to be upon this great earth. We wonder how many of us took the time out during the week to talk to God, knowing that when we talk to him in prayer, things will happen. Prayer changes things. And we can't wait until Sunday morning to talk to God. We ought to have some way or another throughout the week, we ought to have a conversation with our God. And it's not always asking him for something, just telling God thank you. Thank you that today things are not as bad as they were yesterday. Or just asking the Lord to just lead and direct your every path, and God will do just what needs to be done. If nothing else, we should at least thank God daily for the blessings that he had granted us day by day. For today is a good day to give our God praise. I had a busy day yesterday, but yesterday has come and gone. And I'm on assignment today to speak a word and to tell anybody that will listen some good news. I got some good news for you this morning. God is yet still alive. Got some good news this morning. God is still saving the sin sick soul. There's more good news this morning for all of you that got ailments in your body. I found out that God is yet still a healer. How many of you know him to be a healer this morning? A keeper and a deliverer. God has not went out of business. God is on his job every day of the week. And I wonder how many of us appreciate what God means to us individually. Because of him, we have our being. If it wasn't for the Lord, we couldn't even move this morning. I open up my mouth and a sound comes out because God blessed me to be able to talk. But there's somebody that can't talk this morning. So we got so much to be thankful for. All of us except for Paula walked in here on our own accord. But I thank God for her determination that when I want to go to the house of God, I'll roll my chair right on out that house and roll on into the house of God. It's not over until it's over. And you just don't know what God has in store for you. Every time I see her sitting in the aisle, it encourages me and it inspires me to keep on keeping on. Because if you can lay in the bed and not be able to move or get up and do the thing that you like to do, but God blesses you and you've been praying to God, Lord, I want you to give me my legs back. And when the dancing was going on, I seen them legs just jumping back there. Oh, that Holy Spirit is going to do exactly what she wanted to do. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Don't never give up on God. I don't care how bad the circumstance get. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Trust and believe that if you hold on, God will deliver you. Maybe not in your time frame, but I heard somebody say God is always on time. And I thank you for being that on time God this morning. I thank him for being our blessed Savior that shed his blood for us and gave his life just for us. And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm impelled to give my God praise. How many of you come to help lift up the name of Jesus this morning? For the word of God declares, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So we come to praise him while we can. If you got to dance, you better dance while you can. If you see you got good arms and you can wave them, you better wave them while you can. Hallelujah. I believe somebody in here glad to be alive. Somebody glad to tell the Lord thank you for another day's journey. Hallelujah. The strength I had on yesterday is gone, but God gives us renewed strength day by day. I woke up this morning thinking about how God is going to bless us in the house of God. He's just that kind of God this morning. Today we want to talk about burdens, which comes to us all at one time or another in our lives. We have come to lay our burdens down. Every now and again, you got to get rid of that heavy load. Sometimes it weighs you down to the point to where you just don't feel like going. If you're not careful, it'll put you in a state of depression. But you got to learn how to look beyond that and trust that it may not be what I want it to be right now, but I'm going to keep on talking to God. I'm going to keep on waiting on God, and I know my blessing is going to come through. Somebody got something on the altar that they're waiting on God to do right now. And I come to encourage you to just hold on and keep on holding on. Don't allow the enemy to make you think just because so much craziness is going on in the world, everybody's not crazy, thank God. Somebody still love the Lord. Somebody still try to be the peacemaker in the family. Somebody still is trying to get to a place where they can understand that God is yet still by their side. I believe that there are some that can't see their blessings in the midst of your burdens. You got to learn how to look through that and know that even when you're going through, God still has something great in store for you. Burdens have a way of weighing us down and making us feel miserable. But we know that Jesus said that in this life, we shall have trials as well as tribulation. But I'm so glad Jesus come back and said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. I found out there's nothing too hard for the Lord. If you want somebody to work it out, don't call your neighbor. Don't always call your prayer partner. Call Jesus first. And let Jesus lead you. If he wants you to talk to somebody else, let him lead you to who to talk to. And then try that spirit by the spirit. If it's not of God, you ought to be able to feel it. You ought to have a discernment of God's spirit within you, because that spirit is in each and every one of us. Oh, we may act a fool sometimes, but every now and again, you got to straighten up. You got to get your mind right. You got to get your eyes straight on the master and know that God got something better in store for you. Every day is not meant to be a sad day. If you've been having some sad days, it's time to get a smile on your face. You know, I found out a smile is catchy. If you smile at somebody, they'll smile back at you. Sometimes a smile lifts up somebody that is burdened down that don't realize just how good it is. I always say that anytime you think that you're going through and all this is on you, look around and see somebody is in a worse condition than that that you're in. So be thankful for your many blessings. Many times we feel as though no one really cares. We find ourselves searching for stability and support. But I know you've heard that through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. God has brought you through some things. When you go through some things, then you understand that God was with you every step of the way. Even when you felt weak, God said, I will renew your strength because when you are weak, I will make you strong. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? The same God that brought you through this, he will carry you through that. And I don't care how many times the enemy throws something else on your plate. All you got to do is learn how to tell the devil, get behind me, Satan. Get out of my ear. Get out of my children. Get out of my husband. Get out of my wife. In fact, get out of our house. Sometimes you got to open the door and usher that evil spirit on the outside. And then sometimes you got to close the door and don't let the evil spirit even come inside. Sometimes when folk come to your house, you better be careful. You don't know what kind of spirit they're bringing inside your house. So you got to be on guard. You got to be watching and waiting and be encouraged that there is a brighter day coming. God wants us to love one another and to be there one for another. But we know that whether we want to or not, we are still our brother's keeper. I found that when you go through something, you grow and your faith is renewed in the process. If you've never been down and out, how do you understand how good it feels to be back up on your feet? Is there anybody in here that ever been knocked flat on your back? And you begin to give up hope. You begin to think that I'm not going to come out of this. But somewhere early in the morning, God just spoke to your heart and touched your very spirit and let you know that it's going to be all right. If you hold on to me, I hold on to you. And if you get tired, I embrace you and I'll put you right here in the palm of my hand. And as long as you're in my hand, no man, no woman is able to pluck you out. I done got over what they say, and I want to hear what God has to say. They always got something to say, but I can't find out who they are. Somebody said you wasn't going to make it, but God got another plan for you. No one knows the plan that God has for you, so you got to learn that even when you trip and fall, get yourself back up. Remember when you were children and you fall down and you fall out and all of a sudden the next few minutes, you're already back together. All this shooting and cutting up for nothing. But there are things that we don't have any control of. But I serve a God that is able. And if you get a chance to see God at work firsthand, all you got to do is just know that it was of God and everything's going to be all right. In here this morning, there are those that are going through, which can cause us to worry. And if you're not careful, it will make you lose your little kick. You know how it is when you got all this funk and you all high on the Lord and you just want to just give your God praise and things begin to happen that put negative thoughts in your mind. Make you think that go back to where you was. Forget what you was, but thank God for where you are. I may not be all that I should be, but I thank God I know I'm not where I used to be. Is there anybody in here know that you done made some advances? Anybody know that you done got off all the milk and every now and again you're able to eat some meat? You've been in church all your life and you still on milk. There's something wrong with you. Because somebody getting it. You don't want it, don't hinder me from getting mine. If you want to praise him, praise him while you got a chance. But just because your neighbor don't want to praise him, don't hinder that hinder you from giving your God praise. Now, when we praise God, understand that everybody don't dance. Everybody don't cry. Everybody don't run around the church. But everybody ought to feel something sometimes. every now and again, you ought to know that there's a light inside of you, and you got to let your light shine before men so that they can see that you got some Jesus in you. Think of all your friends that don't go to nobody's church, but they know you go to church, so you're the church that you got to stand before them and let them see Christ in you. When they fussing and cussing on the job, all you got to do is say, in the name of Jesus. You keep that mess over there, and I'm going to stand over here until you get it together. You find yourself going into some crazy situations. But now when we look at this word burden, a heavy load or a weight that can be a literal burden or a figurative burden, a problem that would drain us of all of our energy. Speaking your mind or telling somebody what is the truth can cause a burden upon them. Because sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. We want to get it sugar-coated. We want to hear what we want to hear. And a lot of us, we don't deal with those folk that tell us the truth. If you lie, you a lie. You shouldn't be afraid to tell somebody exactly what you think. But now, when you tell somebody, that don't give you the authority to judge them. There's only one judge. And all of us are going to have to stand before him. All of us are going to have to bow down on our knees and confess our faults before the Lord our God. If you want to get on the other side, you can't get on the other side still holding on to the things of the world. You got to learn how to let some things go so that you can excel and be more of what God would have you to be. Now, we find in the Bible, in Matthew 11 and 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A yoke is a type of harness that's connected to a pair of animals to plow with. But to the Christian, the yoke was used as a symbol of the burden of oppression, of heavy responsibility, duty, sin, or punishment, because we know that God will do what needs to be done. A wooden beam shaped to fit over the neck with leather fasteners joined together to make it work more efficiently. So now, as we look at our supporting text this morning, the Bible declares that Paul said, bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Get this. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Now, Paul made that statement, but that does not mean that you have to belittle yourself. You ought to think well of yourself, but if you're thinking more of yourself than you ought, this is what Paul is talking about. Because when you begin to think you are all of that in a bag of chips, there's somebody that got it going on better than you. You might think you play a player, but somebody played the game before you even knew the game. There's nothing new under the sun. People have always been the same kind of way, looking, judging, and always coveting what somebody else got. But I found out we coming to a place where you better learn how to stay in your lane. The Bible declared, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall we have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. So that lets me know this morning that every one of us got to work out our own soul salvation. We got to trust God for ourselves. We got to know that God will do whatever needs to be done. When we are asked if are we our brother's keeper, the word tells us to bear ye one another's burden. So that let me know that I'm supposed to help my brother when he's down. I'm supposed to lend a helping hand. Sometimes you might not be able to do exactly what they need to have done, but sometimes just having moral support. Sometimes having somebody that you know is going to stand with you and not going to tell a lie or take your business and spread it all over town. Be careful who you share your business with. Everybody don't want you to get better. Everybody don't want you to do better than what you're doing. Some folk get joy out of seeing that you are going through a rut and that you don't have any joy. But I found out that I heard that Shirley said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I declare I'm not going to let the world take it away. I'm going to hold on to God and I'm going to do what needs to be done. For Paul said, consider yourself when you judge somebody else. Somebody else got a right to judge you. Because we must bear one another's burdens. We all must work out our own soul salvation. And we must have complete trust in God. When the pressure starts building up, that's a good time to turn it over to Jesus. David tells us in the 55th division of Psalms in the 22nd verse, cast your burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So those of us that have burdens this morning, I just come to let you know that it's time to turn it over to the Lord. And if you turn those burdens over to the Lord, he'll make that burden become a blessing. Sometimes you got to go through to realize just how good and how powerful God is. And then there's sometimes God allows something to happen just so that somebody else can see God work in your life. Because God knows that there's somebody that he can depend on. Now, God loved the man Moses. And Moses was a man that did what God wanted him to do. But the Bible tells us that when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that was in the uttermost parts of the camp. Now the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. So you ought to know somebody that's got a connection with the master. In fact, you ought to have that connection yourself. Don't sit around waiting on no preacher to come and pray for you. You better learn how to pray for yourself. How many of you praying for yourself? Praying for your own family. See, what we got to learn how to do is pray with one another, not for one another. And if we pray with one another, we can get on one accord and know that God's will shall be done. We thank God because there was a mixed multitude that was among them. And they were a lesson. The children of Israel began to weep and began to complain. You know, sometimes you can't satisfy folk. They were hungry and God gave them manna and they done got tired of eating the manna now. So now they remember what it was like when they was in Egypt. They said when we was in Egypt, we had cucumbers, we had melons and we had leeks and we had onions and we had garlic. We had all of these things, but now we dried away and there's nothing at all beside the manna before our eyes. The manna was so consumed that we just got tired of manna. In fact, it got to a place that when we made the cakes out of it, it just began to taste like fresh oil. But now the people want some meat. When you want something from God, you got to learn how to ask God for it. You got to know that God will do just exactly what needs to be done. So I thank God this morning for Brother Moses. For Moses heard the people weep throughout the tent. He heard the men from every household, they began to complain about what they did not have and what they wanted. But I'm here to let you know that if you need something, the God that I serve have everything that you need. Moses said unto them, Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? Wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight that thou layest thy burden on this people upon me? Moses began to realize I'm a man all by myself. And all of these thousands of people are worrying me to death, worrying me about some flesh, and you already been feeding them, so you ought to thank God for what you got. How many of you thank God for what you already got? And I just stop by and let somebody know that if you call on the name of the Lord, God will do what needs to be done in your life. He said, I'm not able to bear all this burden alone because it is too heavy for me. In other words, Moses said, my shoulders are heavy with your burdens, but I want to lift up the burdens off of me. So the Bible said, the Lord said, go and get 70 elders of Israel and begin to let them know that they will stand there and help you to bear the burden. But in order for them to bear the burden, they had to get the same spirit that was on Moses. See, you can't do nothing without the power of God. But I come to let you know, if you got the power of God down on the inside, the Lord will open up your blinded eyes. The Lord will begin to make a way out of no way. And I want to let somebody know this morning that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that when the burden began to get heavy, I take them off one by one. And I tell my Lord, I need you to do this and I need you to do that. How many of you ever called on the name of the Lord? And the Lord came right in and did exactly what you needed him to do. I'm so glad that Moses went and gathered the 70 elders, because he had to have some help down in the land. Every now and again when we have prayer meetings, we ought to get together and get on one accord. Say, Lord, we got to pray for the nation. Lord, we got to pray for those that are homeless. Lord, we got to pray for those that don't have food to eat. Some of us are complaining about what we don't have. But if you just look in the cupboard and see what you already got, you can make a meal off of anything. If it's nothing but a can of beans, I'm so glad to know that God gave me that can of beans. I stopped by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. And the God I serve is able this morning. He'll take the stress out of your life. I want to let you know that if you have a burden in your life, don't let the burden get you down. But stand on top of that burden. Let that burden know I'm going to turn it into a blessing. Because this joy that I have this morning, my God gave it to me, and I'm going to hold on to it. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will change your mind. The joy of the Lord will let you know I got to pray for somebody else. Don't always be so selfish that it's me, my, me, you, me, and that. I want to thank the Lord right now for being that kind of God that I can depend on. Anybody want to thank God this morning for the God that has been right there by your side? Have you ever been burdened down and ready to throw your hands up in despair? But instead of throwing your hands up in despair, you ought to throw them up in a hallelujah praise. Is there any hallelujahs in the house? Are there any thank you Jesus in the house? Is there anybody that know that you've been lifted up from a burden? Anybody know the Lord is right there by your side? But when you were down and out, the Lord made a way out of no way. I found that my God is a mighty God. My God is an unchanging God. My God will do what nobody else can do. My God will turn your situation around. My God will let you know that everything gonna be all right. I stopped by to tell somebody that who the devil think that you got you down. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. I got away because I called on the name of the Lord. David said, early in the morning, in the noonday hour, late in the midnight hour, call on the Lord and he will come to your rescue. Cast your burdens upon the Lord and the Lord will do what needs to be done. If you still got some burdens in your life, don't let that sweat you. Don't let nobody make you think that you're going down. For I thank God when I look up to the hills, I know where my help comes from. Anybody got help this morning? Anybody need a little help this morning? All you got to do is learn how to open up your mouth. Anybody know how to call on the name Jesus? I found out there's power in that name. Somebody to help me say, Jesus, Jesus. If you need him, you ought to call him like you need him. If you want him, you ought to call him like you want him. Now, somebody that really wants the Lord in your life, somebody that really needs Jesus this morning, let me hear you call him like you need him. Oh, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. You got to give God your all in all. You just can't give him a little bit. But you got to open up and let go and let God. I stopped by to tell somebody, my baby be hurting down on the inside of my body. But I'm so glad on the outside. And in my mind, I got my mind straight on Jesus. And I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Because I know that my Redeemer lives. God's not dead. My God's not dead. He's still alive this morning. Let your burden turn into a blessing. When it turns into a blessing, let that blessing turn into a praise. When that praise begins to get in your heart, let it run to your mouth. Let it run to your hand. Let it get down in your feet. Somebody ought to give your God praise. Every now and again, you need a praise break. Stop and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for releasing my burden, for making everything all right. And I swear I give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your burden, let your burden, let your burden be a blessing. And if it is a blessing, hallelujah, Jesus. is days like this, moments like this, that I wish I had the strength to run all around this church, because I know how good the Lord has been. See, I thank God for my God being my God. And I can say that he's my shepherd. I shall not want. I can trust him with everything I got. Because you didn't die for me. He died for us. And he went to Calvary, died on Calvary's hill, buried and got up on that third day. But they tell me he got up with all power. And that same power that he had, he blessed the 70 elders so that they would stand with Moses. And Moses said that I don't have to bear this burden alone. Everything's going to be all right now. Because I got somebody to help me carry the load. Find you somebody. And if you don't see nobody down here, all you got to do is ask God. Dispatch you an angel that'll take charge over your life. And that angel will walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll let you know that he's still there by your side. Let your burdens turn into a blessing. And when you get that blessing from God, you'll know that can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's an awesome God. And he is worthy of all of our praises. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you thought about it this morning? Just how good God has been to you. Woke you up this morning. Started you on another day's journey. Made the devil out of a liar. Let you know that I'm still God. I'm still in control. Hallelujah. Let the Lord be your guide. And I guarantee you can't go wrong. I thank God for Dr. Betts. He left that old saying, I can't lose with the stuff I use. And the stuff I use is out of the 66 books. Because there's something in that book that'll save you, that'll keep you, that'll heal you, that'll let you know that you can cast your burdens on the Lord, for he cared for you. He will sustain you. And whenever you think that it's all over, you can look the other way and say, no, it's not over. It's just beginning. Look where he brought me from. I was once walking in darkness, but now he's allowed me to be in his marvelous light. Anybody glad to be in that light? Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. You got a right to praise him this morning, because he is just that kind of God. A God that we need every day. We need the Lord every day. Hallelujah. Don't just wait till you get to the church house, but in your own house. You ought to have a certain spot in there. And when you get in that spot and you start talking to your master, and you start feeling them chill bumps and hallelujah, tears start just dropping out of your eyes. And then sometimes you know how you get to where you want to hold it. You just don't want to just break on down. But there are times when you get so full, you just can't ward it off. Just let go. Let God have it. And praise him for what he's doing. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. And his name is worthy to be praised. He blessed Moses in a mighty special way. But Moses began to listen to the people. Don't listen to all the complaints. But sometimes you need to tell them, stop complaining and just be thankful. Because it will get better somehow and some way.